as well. So some of the birthdays today. Now, my understanding is it's not Ben Everill's birthday, but any chance you get to be covering the world of golf must be your birthday, I reckon. He's on the line from the PGA Tour. Ben, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm just standing at the 12th tee at beautiful Muirfield Village as the lead group just walked through to the green. And lovely day out here. The cicadas are chirping away, as you can hear, but we've had some drama over the last day and a half here.
Well, that's putting it lightly, Ben. Tell us, just for those that may not be aware, what's happened in the last couple of days there at Muirfield?
Well, of course, yesterday afternoon, it looked like a procession for the defending champion, John Rahm. He was just absolutely flying, making a birdie on just about every hole on the back nine. He fashioned himself a six-shot lead. And then as he walked off the 18th green, he found out that he had, in fact, tested positive for COVID-19, was immediately withdrawn from the tournament, that he was almost certainly going to win, losing the chance at $1.8 million US in the process. Oh. And all of a sudden, we had game on. And Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, and Scotty Scheffler in a pretty ding-dong battle right now on the back nine trying to win this thing.
Yeah, so we've got a good challenge and good battle for the tournament as we speak. It would have been all over, had we would think, if Johnny was still there. Just the way that was done, Ben, I must admit, I was sitting there going, hang on a second, this can't be right. So he gets told by two blokes who are wearing masks, but they're patting him on the back and they're giving him consolation hugs almost, as if to say, sorry, pal. But there's no real regard for social distancing or anything like that. And why wouldn't his playing partner have been tested or disqualified or had to withdraw? Why just Johnny in all this?
So basically, if you're not vaccinated, there are different rules for those who are. Not that you were given the admission that John is or isn't vaccinated, but you can read between the lines by what protocol he was in. He was informed on Monday that he had been in close contact with somebody in the tour bubble that had been tested, that had been positive for COVID-19, and as such, as a non-vaccinated player, he would be subject to testing every day from Monday onwards.
Right.
He tested negative every day until between his second and third round, which was the morning yesterday because of rain delays. At about 4 o'clock, with a few holes to go, they found out that he had a tested positive. They didn't pull him off the course right away because they wanted to be absolutely sure. They had it retested, and that result came in literally as he was on the 18th green. And as far as the sort of protocol of how that was done, the gentleman in question who had to tell him was a doctor, you know, not necessarily a tour staff member. So they probably not fully up to speed on the fact that that would be on the cameras, et cetera, et cetera. And that he was just thinking, I need to get this guy into a mask before we take him inside and out of here.
So could he have not played in a group by himself at the today and just played at the back end of the field or the start of the field by himself and completed with a mask on and all that sort of stuff and some protocols in place? Could he have not played all the way through anyway, considering you'd already been out there with the virus effectively?
Well, that would have essentially gone against America's CDC guidelines, which is exactly the protocol that they've been following here on tour, and as such, it would have essentially changed the rules as it happened,
right,
which, you know, it would have been deemed not necessarily fair, considering everyone's played under the same scenario from the start of this, you know, a year and a bit ago. So they just had to, and also, like, the thing is, if John tests negative, you know, this evening and then again the following evening, he's out of isolation. But the problem is you have to wait 24 hours for his test, and he would not have made it, been able to start and have two clear tests, obviously, in 2 days.
Right.
So this sort of thing had happened on, say, it happened on Monday, but then he retested Tuesday and Wednesday and was clear, he would have been able to start on Thursday.
So Ben, what you're saying with his playing partners and their caddies, they had all been vaccinated?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that once this happens, that they may or may not have, and I'm not privy to this information, but they get interviewed by the contact tracing team, and that would have happened last night. If they deemed them to be at risk, they would have gone into the exact same protocol that John has, which means they would have tested this morning, and we'll never know, but maybe at 6 o'clock tonight, after one of them has won the tournament,
yeah,
they may be told that they are positive and go into lockdown.
Because I think that's the interesting...
The issue with that is obviously they would have already won or their second or whatever it is that they've done, but they're one day more closer to the US Open. John will be able to come out of isolation, best case scenario, like Tuesday night before the US Open at Torrey. If it was one of these guys, their best case would be tournament eve.
you would have just heard the applause going on in the background where Ben is on the 12th hole. Morikawa just made par. It went in the side door. Ben, because it was interesting that the golfers that that were asked about whether they had been vaccinated or not, they wouldn't say they had or they hadn't. So it's still a very sensitive situation over in the States at the moment regarding that sort of thing. It's great to see crowds back there. Are they at 100% or 50%? But it does feel like things are starting to get back to normal over in the States.
I think we're at about 75% capacity this week in terms of crowd. As far as vaccination, obviously, we don't know. It all does know who isn't, but doesn't announce that. They did say that just over 50% of the playing group had been vaccinated at this point. But that's a low figure compared to a lot of certain areas, like, you know, depending on where you live again and which way of the spectrum you may lean. Where I live in California, myself included, there's a very high vaccination rate. In other parts of the country, not so much. So,
yeah.
I'm guessing that some of those players haven't been vaccinated after seeing this may sign up.
Got a feeling you might be right. Cost Johnny Rahm $2 million. That's a lot of $1 million. And just before we let you go, Lucas Herbert was tie six coming into the last round. He's there's been a bit of vomit all over that shirt of his. What's happened?
Yeah, look, speaking of vomit over the shirt, a couple of holes back on the sixth of the three group, I had beer spilled all over my pants, and I was just checking in with Lucas Herbert at the time, and I literally had to leave to go to the nearby hotel, change and get back here. So I've missed most of Lucas's last little bit. But he had been playing well, and I'm hopeful that he is able to sort of get it into the house with a little bit of, a little bit of a rebound and get himself a nice sort of paycheck, because now that he's settled over here in the States, in Orlando, I believe it is, he should have a better finish to this season and maybe a better showing in some of the events he gets to start in.
He's tripled 12 and doubled 13. It's a bad stretch for him, and he's on 15 at the moment, so four to play. And he's in tie for 25th. The top 20 would be nice for someone coming in who was tied for six. Hey, Ben, always great to chat to you. Fair to say, it's been a dramatic weekend there at Jack's Place, and look forward to finding out more from you in the next couple of weeks. Thanks, pal.
Look forward to it, guys. Thanks.